March 29, the need for personal consecration. Be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, forasmuch as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. 1 Corinthians 15:58. There is great need of the Holy Spirit's influence in our midst. There must be an individual work done in the breaking of stubborn hearts. There needs to be deep heart searching that will lead to confession of sin. Believers should at this time stand with softened, sanctified, broken hearts, every sin confessed in repentance that needeth not to be repented of. The Holy Spirit is waiting to kindle in the heart the love of God, that His praise may be spoken from lips that are true, unselfish, clean, and honest. When holy principles guide the life, the soul will be beautiful in its simplicity. The influence of the prayer of faith is as far-reaching as eternity. The Lord will bless all who will seek Him with a whole heart, and who with humble souls and earnest purpose strive to follow the example of Christ. To those who thus seek to become partakers of the divine nature, the words are spoken, "Be not weary in well-doing, always abounding in the work of the Lord." He who labors in faith and humility, holding fast to the promises of God, will prevail. The greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven will be given to the faithful, believing children of God. I am instructed to urge the necessity of personal consecration and sanctification of the whole being to God. Let each soul inquire, "Lord, what wouldst thou have me to do, that the vigilance of Christ may be seen in my life, and that His example may be copied by me, and that I may speak sincere words that will help souls who are in darkness and sin." Every individual is under obligation to give to others the truth he possesses. Nothing should be allowed to keep the servant of Christ from letting his light shine forth to his fellow men. We should be daily increasing in ability to do the precious work of winning souls to Christ. This is such a precious work, such a satisfying work, and all heaven is waiting for channels through which can be poured the heavenly oil to refresh and strengthen needy souls. The Lord will protect and guide those who will let His divine fullness flow from their lips in grateful praise, and who labor through deeds of charity and love to bless mankind. Such workers will become consecrated agents for God. I would say to every believer, bring the spirit of heavenly grace into your soul, into your experience. This is the impress of the character of Christ, and your reward for service will be found in the reflection of the tender spirit of Christ in your own life. Review and Herald, February 25, 1909.